Well, the summer's record-breaking heat wave resulted in a significantly smaller raspberry harvest here in Whatcom County. Joining me now is the Washington Red Raspberry Commission Executive Director, Henry Bierlink. Henry, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Deanna. Good to hear you.
Thank you. So what are the latest numbers in this year's raspberry harvest?
30% down from last year, which was not that great a year to begin with. So this was a big, big drop. Did not even break 45 million pounds in the state, and which is almost exclusively here in Whatcom County. This is the center of the raspberry industry in the state of Washington and actually the whole Northwest. Normally, we're in the 70 million, higher 60 million to 70 million range, and we did not even break 45 million this year statewide.
Yeah, and I'm looking at some of the past numbers as well. The lowest, the only closest lowest that you guys have ever gotten to has been back in 2004, and I'm sure that these numbers are affecting a lot of farmers' bottom lines here in Whatcom County.
Absolutely. It's pretty devastating for certain farmers. It was pretty not all across the board. There were some who did a little better than others, and I think it tended to really be the farther east, close to the mountains, Sumas, that area. Just the heat there just was so dramatic, and another 5-10 degrees higher than it was in the western part of the county, and it's just fried those berries at a time when they were just coming on at the best time of the year.
Now, is there a use for that? I'm not particularly familiar with the harvest season here quite yet. I'm fairly new from New York, but the berries that were not able to be sold as actual berries, are farmers able to do something with that?
It ranged a bit. I mean, some of the worst stuff just had to be trashed. Some of the stuff that just got really badly sunburned could go to juice or some of those other things, just downgraded. But, it just hurt the plants as all. And, even the berries that were hurt to begin with the sun, the plants were then kind of hurt throughout the year. And we just struggled to, we had some really nice berries after that, but it's just the production numbers were down because that initial crop usually comes in here around the 4th of July, right? It was looking a little bit early, so the end of June. And right that last week in June is when we had that incredible heat wave, and it just really put a damper on our crop.
My goodness. Now, are there ways that farmers are looking to prevent having such a catastrophic loss next year? Like, are there any practices that they can take to prevent this?
Lots of little things you can do, but there's no sun shields necessarily. And, we are looking at different varieties of berries that we continue to look at, and with more canopy cover. Those berries were hurt less than the ones that had berries more to the outside. So we're looking at that long term. Water overhead, most of our, this is sort of what we got penalized for doing a lot of good irrigation efficiency. Well, almost all of our raspberries are in drip micro irrigation. So we could not turn on water, to spray over the top of them, which would maybe at least give it a little bit of a cooling effect. But we may look at having to do some of that as well again to go back to, some coolant But that it gets into a lot of different trouble because we're mechanically harvesting, and then if we have overhead stuff, then that hurts that hinders the mechanical harvesting, and it just gets really complicated.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like a lot of complicated factors involved in all of that. And if for the farmers that have been affected this year, is there help available to them to sort of make up those losses that they experienced this summer?
Yes, there will be. There is through the whole federal budget and the new reconciliation, different, not the late reconciliation bill, but the things they just did recently to pass another budget. There is $10 billion that was approved for USDA to address a number of different agricultural issues. This included, loss of heat was never on this list of disasters before, but it got included for this. So There will be a process in which farmers can apply and demonstrate their losses, and I can't tell you how much will be able to be garnered from that, but at least there's a light at the end of the tunnel for some.
Absolutely. Definitely a relief for some of those farmers that were impacted. Speaking with the Executive Director of the Washington Red Raspberry Commission, Henry Bierling. Henry, thank you so much for joining us here on the Morning News.
Happy to do so.